just like any other room. Made a promise for a new life, made a victim out of your life. When your time's on the door and you drift to the floor and you feel you can touch, all the noise is too much and the seas that are sown are no longer your own. Just a minor operation to force a final ultimatum. Thousand words are spoken loud, seduction through the crowd. When you walk down the street and the sound not so sweet, and you wish you could hide, maybe go for a ride to some big show arcade where the features are paid. A nightmare situation, infiltrate imagination. Spikes of past holy wars, by the war we've broken laws. Leaders of men, born out of your frustration. The leaders of men, just a strange infatuation. The leaders of men, made a promise for a new life. No savior for our sakes, to crush the attendees of hate. Self-induced manipulation, to crush all thoughts of my salvation.
Thank you. a wrap. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. We finished up with OTE with Slow Shifting, Joy Division, and that's not Ian Curtis singing. I think it's Bernard Sumner, the guitarist. I don't know. I've tried finding it out. And
it sounded like Ian Curtis.
It didn't sound anything. No, look, I know that you're a big Ian Curtis fan, Andy. I know that. But that was not Ian Curtis.
Huh? Really?
Seriously.
Really?
Can I have some gum?
Yeah, I have gum for you.
Thank you. The Duke Spirit did The Step and the Walk, Ed Cooper and Jim White with The 16
that
Days.
It didn't sound like Ed Cooper.
It was Ed Cooper.
Huh?
Matter of fact.
Really?
Did you recognize Vashti Bunyan?
That was Vashti Bunyan?
Yes, doing Train Song, absolutely.
It sounded like his brother, Jeremiah Bunyan.
And Bruce Fletcher, you're a big fan of him, Drunk with Love.
Really?
Yeah. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next week with Max on the Young
Cotchers.
Stay tuned for Ken and Andy, 7 Second Delay.
Welcome back to the Land of the Living, Andy Breckman.
What would you call the Land of the Living? FMU?
That's
a first.
Being awake, that's what I meant.
You're referring to last week's
show? Last week's, which has gone down as a classic 7 Second Delay episode, by the way.
Well, I'll never listen to it. Too embarrassing. You think you'll be able to keep me awake all for the whole hour?
Do you think so? I think so.
You know, last week's episode where I fell asleep, that's really a reflection on you more than me, isn't it?
No.
Your inability to keep your isn't the first job of being a co-host. Job number one, kind of like being a co-pilot in a plane.
Yeah.
Job number one, keep the pilot awake. Job number one. It's really the only job you have. keeping me awake at the end of the day. You failed miserably.
It was never a problem until you were committed to falling asleep. So I don't...
It's so easy.
I don't feel bad
at all.
It's
so easy. When you think you're, quote, on a roll, it's so easy. I could do it in public. I could do it on stage.
Really was incredible how fast you fell asleep last week.
You're surprised?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why
You've never played back the show.
Well, that's why I said yes, because you swore you would fall asleep within 5 minutes. You know, if you had told me, oh, it might take me 30 minutes to fall asleep, I'm like, forget that.
What's noteworthy is all the shows I stayed awake during.
We've got to take this act on the road.
Yeah, we've got to do this live. I could do it live. You could sell tickets.
Yeah.
Put a bed on stage at Monty Hall.
Yep.
And you could have people come up. There could be a microphone. Mm-hmm. You could sell tickets. You could have people come up to the microphone and tell what they consider the most interesting thing that ever happened to them. Just have them do the most interesting thing, and I'll be asleep.
Yeah. And then
the most spellbinding stories they've ever shared.
And then once you're asleep, we can do other things.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Honey, you do whatever you want.
Oh, my God. The fun we can have with...
Yeah.
I mean, last week...
I assume you mean take a Sharpie and draw penises on the forehead.
Exactly.
Exactly. I know what you mean by fun. Believe me.
Putting your hand in a glass of hot water.
Sure.
Lukewarm water. Sorry.
That's a good idea. Then when I pee my pants, I can blame it on you.
Shaving
cream?
That
would actually... You'd be doing me a favor.
Put shaving cream all over your hands and then tickle your nose. Oh, my God.
Oh, I see. I scratch my nose.
Summer camp again.
I scratch my nose and then I get shaving cream.
Yeah.
On the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well played. Yeah. What will tickets sell for at the door, do you think?
$25.
Yeah, $25. Yeah.
Unless you come in with a can of shaving cream.
Yeah.
Then you get in for free.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'd be happy to do that. Who comes out ahead? The guy napping for 2 hours comes out ahead.
Well, we're going to do
Who's going to be well-rested come 10 p.m.?
In October.
Sure.
In October.
Whatever you want to do, honey.
For the Hellraiser, Andy Sleeps live on stage, Monty Hall. By the way, September 12th, we're having a stand-up night, DJ stand-up night, and Andy and I are co-hosting.
Are you allowed to call it stand-up comedy? I don't think legally you can.
No, legally. No, we got a waiver. We did.
So that's great, Ken.
Yeah, because, you know, the New Jersey State Department of Comedy is run by Democrats now. So, yeah, we can do it.
So they've loosened the definition?
Oh, tightened the definition.
Oh, tightened the definition.
Yeah. You don't have to be funny anymore.
In fact, that's a mark against you?
Yeah. No, we're in, buddy.
Oh,
we're
Ken.
In. September 12th.
Oh, Ken. Ken, what am I going to do with you?
Stand up, DJ stand up night.
Save the date. September 12th.
Yeah.
DJ stand up night.
It will sell out.
Yeah. Save that date.
It's going to
That's
sell
not
out.
Going to sell out.
Yes, it is.
Is anyone will anyone be sleeping on the stage?
No. We're doing
Good
that.
Luck. Good we're luck with that one.
Doing that in October.
I can't wait.
Tomorrow night, I'm showing videos in Monty Hall, if you
want. Oh, that sounds great. Videos, huh?
Yeah. If
wow, that watch. Sounds great, Ken. What time does that start?
7.
Fantastic, Ken. Good luck with that.
Music videos.
Oh, music videos. Even better.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Ken.
Thank you.
You heard it here. How'd you get that idea?
You know, I can't remember.
Music videos.
I think I woke up.
Music videos at Monty Hall.
I think I woke up with it in my head. Hi, you're on the air.
Music videos.
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Several years ago, you were positioned in a chair with helium balloons.
Yes.
Do you recall that now?
I do recall it.
Now. I have to ask you honestly, whose idea was that?
Andy, whose idea was that?
I don't know, but I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's the thing. Andy goes to sleep, and he goes up in the chair with helium balloons.
Yeah, that's great. Am I right about, we're guessing pronouns, right, Ken? He, him? What do you think, caller?
For the caller?
Yeah.
I'd say he, him. Yeah.
This is going to be a great show.
Well, see, there's a fatal flaw with that because Monty Hall's inside,
Bring it out. He goes to sleep.
We could levitate him.
As soon as he goes to sleep, he goes up in the air with helium balloons.
Yeah. Great idea. So I wake
okay,
up.
Thanks, four, caller.
I wake up 400 feet above Jersey City.
That would be nice. That is funny.
Thanks, yeah. caller. Hey, 201-209-9368. Think we'll get more calls like that?
Hope so.
Yeah, me too. So we're playing Guess Your Pronouns.
No, we're not.
Yeah. I'm really good at it.
No, you're not.
I can bat like 900. And when I'm wrong, I'm never very wrong. I'm always close.
Close meaning what?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
One gender away?
Always within a gender. Always.
That is close.
Yeah. Why aren't I invited to more parties?
So tonight's program...
Hey, let's invite Andy. Maybe he'll do that pronoun thing he does. No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, did you do the pronoun thing when you did stand-up in Madison, New Jersey? I know that your bring your daughter to orgasm joke didn't go over too well there.
Yeah, I misread that memo. The bring your daughter to work day. No, that didn't go over at all.
You did do that joke in Madison, right?
Yeah, I didn't even get to, I could guess your pronoun. I didn't even get there. They won't even let me get there. These damn woke kids.
And you haven't been invited back.
No.
Yeah.
No. I see my pic when I drive by. I see my picture by the door, but I don't think it's an invitation.
It's do not let this man in.
I haven't been close enough to see. I'm pretty sure it's not an invitation.
Yeah, it's probably do not let this man in.
Yeah, do not let this man near a microphone.
Hi, you're on the air.
Why are they on the air? We haven't even started.
You think you can guess pronouns, Andy?
Oh, for the love of God, thank you. I can get within 5 pronouns of that guy. So
5 genders.
Five genders.
Is what you mean. Yeah.
I can get within 5 genders. Damn, we're funny. Why aren't we more popular? I can't understand it, Ken.
So tonight's program is inspired by Knuckles the dog, by the way. Thank you, whoever suggested that. We are looking for the most special.
We have a memorial. We're going to design and make a memorial, and we're going to have it in our lobby downstairs.
Right. We were going to do a tombstone.
Nah, this is better.
It doesn't make sense, actually.
It's a memorial. It will say in memoriam, and it will have the picture of a pet, and maybe your pet, maybe your late pet, and it will have the date. It will have the pet's name. It will say Snooky or Rover, and we'll have the dates the pet lived, and then underneath it will say best.
Most special pet.
Best dead pet ever.
Best?
Best dead pet ever.
I thought it was most special.
Well, we'll say best.
Okay.
And whoever, whose ever pet is used on that plaque will get a $45 stipend cash tonight from me.
Any limitations on how they can spend that $45?
Any limitations? Why? What kind of setup is that? What are you talking? That's not helpful at all. That's not. Where did that question come from? How to derail any conversation?
Just wondering.
Yeah, your little handbook.
Just wondering.
Yeah. If now, this conversation is going well, how can I steer this one into a ditch? Wait. Wait. He mentioned money. Wait. Man, that ditch looks inviting. I've never been down that ditch.
It's not a ditch. I believe it's dead air gulch,
It's a gulch. Man, that gulch looks good. I'll bet I could get this conversation derailed.
It's not dead air gulch. It is a gulch. We had a name for it. Is it train wreck gulch?
Whatever you want, son.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up?
Oh, for the love of God. Okay.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And we're taking applications for call screeners. 201-209-9368. We could use a call screener.
Yeah, we could. Nick the Bard.
If Nick's around,
I want Nick the Bard back.
He was great.
I guess he doesn't tune in. He doesn't listen anymore.
Well, listen, if your pet was at all special, we only have room for one pet on this plaque, but we want to honor all our pets, all our late pets, the pets that are the big farm in the sky. And if your pet was special, call us up, 201-209-9368. And if we think it's the most special pet, most special dead pet that we hear about in the next 45 minutes, you'll get $45. You'll send us a picture of your pet. We'll put it on a plaque, and it'll adorn the downstairs lobby. Here.
Have you ever mourned a pet?
We just lost a pet last year.
Oh, it was what was her name?
Can't recall right now, but. But, man, she was a special dog.
You had Watson and Minky or?
Yeah, it was something like Minky.
Mincy?
Yeah, Mincy. Yeah, that sounds right.
Toady?
Yeah, Toady. Toady
what,
the dog.
What the hell
Toady.
Was that name?
Good old Toady. How I love Toady.
Were you a fan of Toady Fields?
Toady Fields with a T. Toady's the greatest name ever for a baby, isn't it?
Toady Fields was really funny.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah, she was shameless. She was fearless.
Yeah.
We loved her.
Yeah, she attacked Gene Simmons on the Merv Griffin show. It was hilarious.
You mean she verbally ripped into him?
Yeah, she really, like, pulled the mask off him.
Literally pulled the mask off him?
No, metaphorically. He was pretending to be, you know, evil and scary. And she's like, "You're just a Jewish boy from Long Island." And then she says to him, "You can't hide the hook."
Oh, my God.
Talking about his nose? Talking about his nose. And he just shrunk. It was such a great moment.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken's doing Toady Field impressions. 201-209-9368. It's 32 years in the making. Finally, long overdue.
Andy, can you guess who this is? They called and they laughed.
I heard that laugh.
Yeah,
it's all right. That laugh is like a drug.
So do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's.
Aw, hey, Annie.
Hey, darling.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, I'm calling about Maisie. She was the best dog in the world.
Maisie.
That's right. Maisie.
You can
Maisie
open up was, any door.
Yeah, Maisie.
That's what it says on her tombstone.
Maisie. Yeah, we do have a little tombstone.
What does it say?
Could open doors. She had a little skill. She had a little trick. She could go up on her hind legs and turn a doorknob.
She could turn a doorknob.
And then pull the door.
And then, like the movie theater, she got up to the pole and could get herself out.
She pulled doors open, yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. I had a dog that could take elevators.
Really?
Well, yeah. You mean
which dog?
Olive.
Olive also.
Do you mean you could drag Olive onto an elevator?
No.
You press the button and it would go up with you.
No, like I normally work on the fifth floor and Olive would go down to the fourth floor where the elevator is and wait for somebody to arrive on the fourth floor so that she could go to the third floor where all the food is. And Olive would go, she would take the elevator down to the third floor to look for food.
Are you trying to put me to sleep again?
You're so critical. Leave Ken alone.
Beth, I was so impressed with how fast Andy went to sleep last week.
Yeah.
And his snoring. This is the first time I experienced his snoring.
I've never heard it. I won't hear it.
It's not that loud, but it's constant.
It's constant.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Thank you, guys.
I think I would rather have it be louder, but not constant.
That's the first time in years I've fallen asleep that quickly without Beth telling me about her day.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, now you're
That's so mean. That's so mean to your wife.
That is mean.
I know.
That is mean. Now, I didn't expect that reaction. I was kind of hoping for the...
I'm sorry. Did you not know that you're mean?
I was hoping for the giggle. To be honest with you.
Sometimes you cross a line.
Yeah, he crosses the line a lot.
It's just such a squiggly little line. It's always a moving.
Oh.
It is moving.
So I'm sure
you're going to get a lot of callers because everybody loves their dogs.
So you're not, well.
Ken, I love your dogs too. They're just the sweetest.
Yeah, I've met Ken's dog.
Loved Maisie. Love Watson more. Do love Watson.
Oh, Watson is, yeah, he's a character.
Yeah, I love Watson.
He's a character. But
he's half horse.
Yeah, he's a big dog.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you hear some good animal story.
Thanks, Beth. I love you.
Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Bye. You didn't tell your wife.
Oh, wait. I love you. Is she gone?
She's gone.
Oh, wait. I love you. Hey, next time you call my wife, tell her I love her. I'm going to tell her
that I love her first. Got to make you look bad.
Andy loves you too.
So the phone number is 201-209-9368. Maybe I can explain. When you walk into WFMU,
yeah,
right as soon as you enter, there's a giant 6-foot square
vestibule
painting.
Vestibule. Oh, and yeah.
Of a kitten.
Yeah.
Giant kitten.
Yeah.
We are going to take that down and put up the memorial to your pet if you have the best pet.
Yeah, if you're we're only, don't call unless your pet was special.
And
I don't want to hear from anyone whose pet wasn't special.
Has to be dead, too.
Dead, yeah.
Right.
A dead special pet. Those are the criteria.
So for example,
you have to check off both boxes.
How many points would Maisie have gotten if it was a listener pet for opening doors?
That's true. That would be a big plus.
Yeah, plus 3 points.
But I'd have other questions. Was the pet? Did the pet? Protect you? Was the pet a good company if you had the blues?
Okay.
Would the pet take a bullet for you? Did the pet in fact ever take a bullet for you?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big plus. That would be like plus 2 points. Right? A dog that took a bullet for you?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, that's.
Hey, would you take a bullet for me?
No. Would you take a bullet for me?
Not in the chest.
Oh, that's a good point.
Thigh.
Yeah, I might hold my hand up if there was a bullet whizzing towards your head.
Well, it would go right through your hand.
Yeah, my hand would slow it down significantly.
That would do more damage to my skull. A bullet that's tumbling and slower.
If my hand slowed a bullet down, it might not even penetrate your skull. I would have slowed it down so much.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're wondering how and when we're going to take a bullet for each other. 201-209-9368.
Such an ingrate. I stuck my hand out. I destroyed my hand to save your life.
You mean like the end of like some Clint Eastwood movie where the assassin is closing in?
Which movie are you talking about?
Well, I guess like Line of Fire would have a...
Oh, yeah.
What ended with an assassination
attempt. Oh, that was a good movie.
And I believe he took a bullet for the president.
John Malkovich.
Yeah, he made a wooden gun. He made
no, plastic.
Plastic gun, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Rene Russo? Yeah, Rene Russo.
Yeah. I can't remember if I ever made love to her.
She's not on your list.
I didn't bring the list with me.
I have the list.
We're going to need more memory on your disk drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any new additions?
No. No. It's a short list.
It's a very, very short list.
It's a 3x5 card tucked into my wallet. I made up that whole thing about the disk drive.
In your wallet, you carry around a list of all the women you've slept with.
Well, yeah, how do you remember?
I rememberize them.
Oh, I don't even need a list on my wallet. I'll just call Beth. Beth will remind me.
Just answer me one thing.
Yeah.
Is Joan Baez on the list?
No, and neither is Rene Russo. Who do you think I got closer to nailing, Joan Baez or Rene Russo?
Well, I know your Joan Baez story.
Yeah, so the answer is, although I never met her, Rene Russo. Because Joan Baez recoiled from me.
Yeah,
I repulsed her.
You chatted her up.
No, I did the opposite. You chatted her up.
You tried to make her laugh.
Yeah, that was tough.
And she would not laugh.
No, she was a tough room. But I ended up winning that little exchange because I wrote a sketch on SNL.
Right. And
about that moment.
It did make it on the air, right?
It did.
Make Joan Baez laugh sketch.
Yeah, it was like a game show parody.
Yeah. Nice.
That's when I was funny. Man, those were the days. So we're guessing your pronouns, 201-209-9368.
That's not what we're doing.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we're hearing stories about your most special pet. We'll put your dead pet's picture on a plaque and we'll send you $45. PayPal.
No strings attached to the $45, or are there?
No strings attached, but if your pet was strangled, the picture of your pet would have strings attached.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I got a pet for you.
Okay, is your pet a therapy dog? Is your pet dead?
Oh yeah, dead. Long dead. Yeah.
Was your pet? Hold on, I got to make sure that all these categories are checked. Was your pet special to you?
very special to someone else.
Hmm.
Huh.
Does that still count?
No, that doesn't really count.
No, it does. I guess we'll give you partial credit.
Yeah, that sounds.
It was cool. A therapy dog for someone in your family?
Yes, therapy dog for a student that I work with.
Wow. Oh, baby. What? Tell me about the dog and how the dog helped the students.
Well, his name was Finn, and the student in question was deathly afraid of this dog, but ever since the dog's passing has perseverated on for over 9 years now and still asks every day how the dog is doing up in doggy heaven.
Uh-huh. Oh, baby. What was the dog's relationship to the student? What did the dog do for the student?
Terrorize this poor little boy. But obviously, a golden retriever, a friendly dog, just the boy had a terrible phobia of all dogs.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect therapy dog.
It's kind of like this show. Yeah. Like when I'm doing the show, it's horrific. It's brutal. But in hindsight, days later, I remember it fondly. Is that what it's like?
Exactly.
Okay. So
it's pretty much just like that, yeah.
Yeah. So the dog was a therapy dog. At the time, in the moment, Ken, the young student was terrified. But the student now misses the dog.
Yeah, sounds like a frenemy. A dog frenemy situation.
Yeah. So I don't know how special that is, because in the moment, at the time, the dog seems like it was very little help. In fact, it was a negative influence.
Yeah, probably the worst thing that could have happened to that poor
kid.
Such
an impact, such a heavy impact.
Is the student a better person for having known Finn?
I like to think so, yeah.
I don't think so. Frankly, I don't think so.
I think the student
lost ground.
Yeah, why wasn't the student nicer to Finn when Finn was alive?
The student was traumatized, Ken. The student did.
Special needs kid. Yeah,
he's a special needs kid, and he was traumatized.
Yeah, so what's the deal with giving a special needs kid a dog that's scaring the hell out of the kid? What's that all about?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I think we're trying to.
Some kind of typo.
Or something.
Yeah. It's like when your dad made you smoke 100 cigars to try to get you to quit smoking.
Yep.
Yeah. Did it work?
Like King of the Hill style.
Well, it didn't have the desired effect.
Yeah. Well, you ended up resenting and hating your dad.
Yep.
That's something.
True.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
One less adult you had to interact with. Hey, well, thanks very much. And Finn now, because you're the only call we've received.
Finn is in the lead.
We'll have a big picture of Finn in our vestibule, 201-209-9368. And you will you'll be sent $45. And thank you for your work with these special needs kids.
For scaring the hell out of them.
Yeah.
The special needs kids have to like fill out a questionnaire about what terrifies them.
Yeah, and then we'll
And then we'll get that thing for you.
We'll lock you in a room with that thing. Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rihanna, and I want to talk about my dead dog Archie.
Archie, I love Archie.
Oh, what kind of dog was Archie?
He was a Cocker Spaniel, probably some kind of a mix. We don't really know.
Yeah.
Let me just check this off. Archie is dead, and then you're saying Archie was special?
Yes.
Oh!
Special for a few reasons. One is because I very much am a cat person. That's actually my job. I work in rescue.
Yeah.
So I've always been a cat person.
Yeah.
And he was one of the first dogs that kind of like showed me that dogs are as cool as cats, I guess.
He won your heart. Is a cat person that won your heart. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But even more than that is he was blind and he was also deaf by the time he died. He might have been deaf kind of like early on when we got him. We got him as a senior because we rescue senior dogs and senior cats and stuff. So we were kind of specifically looking for a guy that kind of needed extra help. And my husband found him on Pet Finder, fell in love. But even though he was blind, he could get around just fine. Once he kind of like knew the lay of the land, he might bump into things here and there. But he was really awesome.
I have to take points away. I mean, if the dog was bumping into things.
Well, he was deaf and mute and blind.
Yeah, but I mean, how much help could he be around the house?
Well,
he was bumping into like when we moved houses, he would like bump into things a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know where he was.
He could smell real good.
Where he was, he was like, "Oh, I don't even need to see like unless he moved furniture or something like that."
So you were paralyzed. You couldn't move any furniture. You could look at your living room and say, "I should move the couch nearer to the window," but then you'd remember, "No, I can't do that." Archie would be confused. Archie would keep hitting his head.
Well, she loved Archie so much. She didn't want to confuse Archie.
I can't give Archie 100 points. I got to take points away.
For being deaf?
For being blind.
And blind.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. I understand.
Do you really?
Do I? Yeah.
I said it, and I don't understand.
It didn't sound like she really understood.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
No, you've got to have a dog where you wouldn't be afraid to rearrange the furniture. Everyone likes to rearrange the furniture.
I don't know.
I feel like he maybe saved me a little bit of like tiredness. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really get exhausted that night, but I didn't have to move my furniture. I don't know.
Huh? And you could, I guess. What are some other advantages of having a blind dog?
The advantages?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked kind of cool. His eyes were like super white. But I mean, it's just kind of interesting to see like the way that they can kind of make themselves like just like kind of like keep on going, even though they're like disabled. They don't really understand that, I guess, and they just keep going. And it's kind of like, I don't know, like even though
it's inspiring.
You know what I would
say
to if my dog was blind, you know what I would say to it?
What?
I am the most attractive human in the world.
Yeah.
I would try to fool it into thinking
that. Why, because your dog understands English?
Good point. Yeah, no, you made a good point there, Ken.
That would be pretty special, though, if the dog understood English that well.
Yeah, that would be.
So a lot of dogs do understand some.
Yeah, a lot of our DJs understand English, too.
Yeah, no, more than half of them do.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Rihanna.
Thank you very much.
No
I would
problem.
Say Archie is... Okay.
How many points does Archie get?
Out of 100? Well, first off, let's go back to Finn, who terrorized the special needs kid.
Right.
Finn maxed out. I'm assuming Finn had a lot of good qualities, but can't get past that. Finn maxed out at 60%. Archie, bumping into walls, bumping into furniture, right?
Yeah, because he was blind and deaf.
Yeah, although she seemed really attached to him.
She found it inspiring.
Yeah.
Especially the white void of his eyes.
Wait till that caller gets a dog that can see. It'll rock her world. Her head will explode. She'll be so happy. Anyway, I give Archie a 73.
All right, so that's the lead.
Yeah, that's the lead.
Archie's in the lead.
Yeah. If your dog was special, we're putting up a plaque to the best dead dog ever.
Congratulations,
in our lobby.
Rihanna. Stay tuned because you might win $45.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. If we can't find a caller in the next half hour that could beat your dead blind.
Hi, you're on the air.
Blind Archie.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I would like to
nominate
our formerly alive dog, Ted Leonard.
Oh, I remember Ted.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a dog.
Yeah, Ted Leonard.
He was a true gentleman who just always wanted people to be happier.
Ted Leonard used to come to the station a lot.
And he wanted people to be happier.
He did.
Yeah,
that was his
weird.
Defining
unlike,
characteristic.
Unlike our scheming poodle these days.
Yeah, exactly. Do you believe he genuinely wanted people to be happy, or did he have some agenda? Was he playing you?
I don't know. He seemed empathetic.
He was very chill.
He better than all of us.
He was
very chill. Yeah.
And was he good with children?
Yeah,
oh, the best.
So you know, you can attest, Ken.
You can personally. Yeah. Ted Leonard was an office dog for a while.
You're like a character witness here. Yep. Okay, so Ted Leonard was special. And is dead now?
Yep. I never saw Ted Leonard take a bullet for anybody, though. I have to say that.
But you would call, if one word could describe Ted Leonard, you would say chill.
Yes. The calmest dog I've ever met.
And quiet.
Yeah.
For the radio.
Very quiet.
Well, but suppose there was an intruder in the house. Would he still be chill and quiet?
What kind of intruder?
A masked intruder.
Masked intruder?
A knife-wielding masked intruder.
Oh! Yeah, I think he'd be fine with that.
What does fine mean? He would defend the house or he'd be chill?
No, he'd get along fine with that.
Well, that's a negative. That's a negative, Ken.
He might mention it.
Did you ever hear him bark out of anger?
No.
Yeah, he would bark sometimes, but shockingly rarely.
Not at knife-wielding intruders. It'd have to be a lot worse than that.
What kind of dog was it?
It was a Labradoodle.
Oh, it was one of those little dogs.
No, big.
That's a big dog?
A 40-pounder.
40-pounder. Oh, okay. We have a 80-pounder at home. It's a mid-sized car to us.
How many how many English words would you say Ted Leonard understood?
Oh, about 12.
Yeah. Write that down, 12.
Yeah, 12 words.
12 words.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Could he change the channel if there was something better on and you couldn't reach the remote?
I mean, mostly if Ken's show is on the radio.
Yeah, right. So he was deaf. Hey, could he catch a tennis ball? Could he catch a frisbee?
Yeah, he was pretty good with balls. I never quite got the hang of frisbees.
Could he swim?
Yeah, but he hardly ever got the chance.
Did he return a ball to you if you threw a ball? Did he fetch the ball?
Eventually.
All right, I'm giving this dog an 83.
Oh, he's in the lead.
Yeah.
Because hey, congratulations, Jeff.
He sounds great.
Ted Leonard is in the lead.
That's awesome. Freddie, he might be.
We might need a
staff member.
We might need a photo of him to put on our plaque.
A very, very large photo, like 6 feet wide.
And
we've got those.
Okay,
and
great.
Ken, you being a character witness, that went a long way, Ken.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Sorry about Ted passing.
Yeah, it was very sad when Ted Leonard passed.
When did Ted pass?
Oh, I don't know, a few years ago.
Are you sure it's dead? You got to poke these dogs with a stick. I was poking Maisie, my late dog, with a stick for all night. It was like 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
Honey, my arm's getting tired. Beth, get down here. It's your turn. She wouldn't do it. I kept thinking she's faking it.
We forgot to poke Ted Leonard with a stick.
You got to do at least 10 hours of poking.
Oh, damn.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
We're looking for the best dead dog ever. We have a plaque.
Well, I don't even know how to convince you, but I had this dog, a little French bulldog named Budgie.
French bulldog.
Budgie. Mm-hmm. B-U-D. Like the drummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And hold on, let me turn down off the radio in the back.
Did Budgie?
Am I the third caller, by the way?
Did Budgie have respiratory issues?
Because that's common with French bulldogs?
She was a little French bulldog.
Yeah.
That I got in the park, in Prospect Park, for free.
Uh-huh.
She was just wandering around with this guy, and I asked my girlfriend at the time if I should take her, and she said, oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow, so that's a real rescue. That's a real rescue dog.
So the guy was just hawking a dog? He was just like, free
he
dog?
Yeah, he found her, and then he was a Polish biochemist. He didn't know what to do with her.
Yeah. They
I
never
wasn't even looking for a dog.
They never know what to do with dogs. Was your girlfriend also a rescue, would you say, in her own way? Yeah, I would say she was. Yeah, exactly.
She said yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so dead and dead and special
and
rescue.
So
yeah.
I could tell you a myriad ways that she was a great dog.
Well, they're very dense.
She loved people. She was
bulldogs.
Great with kids. She was great with other dogs.
Well, especially Polish bulldogs. Very dense.
I see what you mean, Ken.
Yeah.
Then she died about 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, it was horrible. And she was honestly, seriously the best dog ever. And
it's family. You lose family. How old was she?
Yeah. Well, she changed my life. When I got her, she was probably two, and she was emaciated.
Oh,
And I got her up to health. And
wait, are we still talking about the girlfriend now? Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
the
dog. I got you.
She wasn't skinny.
Who, the girlfriend?
Yeah.
I'm so confused with this conversation. But the dog was emaciated.
Budgie.
The dog was emaciated.
And the dog outlasted the girlfriend in your life.
By a long stretch. The dog seriously changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, dogs should change your life. Like,
yeah.
They get you through really bad times.
Oh, wait.
Hard
so
times.
The girlfriend we're hearing in the background was not the same girlfriend you had when Budgie was alive?
No, that's the replacement.
No, he has a great girlfriend now. Tell us about your current girlfriend. She's great.
Yeah.
I'll bet she's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I bet I could guess her pronouns.
But I just wanted to tell you, it sounds a little bit ludicrous, but when I lost Budgie, I was completely devastated.
Yeah.
We sat, this is with another ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she loved Budgie. In fact, she got her French bulldog because of her. And when Budgie died, we sat Shiva, even though I'm not Jewish, she is.
Okay.
For her for a good 3 days. And then I took LSD and went to a concert. and had a great time. And then
who was the opening? Who was the opening act at the concert?
I can't even remember.
Huh. Where'd you get the LSD? What happened to the Jewess? The old girlfriend.
Oh. We're just
so many questions, so many unanswered questions in this story.
I'll leave it up. Yeah, but what else can I say? There's not time enough for the story.
Okay, no, it's a great story.
I know you got callers backed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, what's the point rating for the emaciated budgie?
Wait. Yeah, oh, no.
Can I tell you one
more
thing?
Yeah, one thing quickly.
All
yes.
Right. Well, that's a small thing. So I was devastated when Budgie died.
Sure.
You know, she was honestly the best dog. Me,
we're devastated just hearing about
it. I was so 6 months later. I some people look for dogs immediately after, some people don't ever want to have a dog again,
right? Irreplaceable, right? Right.
I decided I was ready about 6 months later, and I was sitting on the sofa one day, and I was shedding a tear just thinking about Budgie. And I said a word to her in doggy heaven. I said, "Hey." Because I was looking for a dog and I couldn't find another French bulldog. I said, "Send me a dog, Budgie." And a week later, I got this dog, which I have now. Another rescue is another bulldog, but he's an American English bulldog. And he is a hot mess. He's 60 pounds.
Oh, he's like
20.
A.
I was looking for a small dog.
Kind of like a pit bull, sort of.
It sounds to me. It sounds to me like
an English bulldog.
Budgie from the afterlife.
People, but he hates. He does. He's a dog snob, and he attacks other dogs. So I can't.
He's a lot of trouble.
Take him off leash. But the point is, Budgie sent me another dog from the beyond.
A bad dog. Budgie played you.
Sent me a bad dog.
Yeah, Budgie was so upset that you wanted to be unfaithful and you wanted another dog. Budgie punished you from beyond.
I don't blame Budgie.
Exactly.
Man, Budgie is so petty.
His name is Business.
I don't care what his name is. Budgie is so petty. I'm taking points off from Budgie. That's a mean trick from beyond.
So where does Budgie weigh in?
Budgie is at a 40.
40 points.
Yeah, imagine from the afterlife, from heaven, screwing with your old master's life.
I've got a little pack of seeds, so she's not going to get her memorial.
No.
I'm going to come plant them at the station. It's like a little patch of green grass.
You do whatever you want.
I wish we had a little patch of green grass.
Yeah, we sold our land, didn't we, Ken?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, I get one question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Unrelated, off topic. Is that
okay? Yeah. Yeah, wait, we have a special line. We have a special line for people that want to ask off-topic questions.
Yeah, he's on that line.
Yeah, send him to the other line,
no,
Ken.
He's on that line.
Oh, no. During the place drive, I sent you an idea for a cooking show, and I never heard about it.
Oh, yeah, that was a great idea. Ken is still talking about that idea. Wait, you're talking about the cooking show idea? Ken loves it. Ken, you'll call him after the show. You'll call him at 7 o'clock. Ken loves it. Here, we're going to take another call. Congratulations on your new show. Yeah. No, that was great. Yeah.
Callers backed up.
Thanks,
bye.
Caller.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks for not saying death to Budgie.
No, I have no patience for Budgie.
You didn't
from heaven, from the afterlife.
Yeah.
Taking revenge.
No, that's a bad dog.
That's a bad, bad dog.
Yeah.
It's a spiteful, bitter, jealous dog.
I wonder what happened to the Polish biochemist. He just kind of disappeared from the story.
I wonder what happened to the hot second Jewess girlfriend.
Hi, you're on.
Were you keeping track of all the girlfriends in those stories?
No, there were too many.
Too many.
No, I lost track.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can't believe I got through. This is magical.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Zachary.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Ken.
Zach, are you a dog person? I don't even know this about you.
What?
Are you a dog person?
I was not calling in about my dog. I was calling in about my cat.
Oh.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So you're a death person.
Yeah.
And you had a cat that was special to you?
Yeah.
Oh, this won't be a long call. If you're on hold, don't go anywhere.
No, cats.
This is going to be a short call.
Cats are okay. Cats are okay.
Have you ever met a cat?
Yeah. Could your cat give you high five? Could it give you a high five?
Oh, yeah. High fives. Uh-huh.
Low five.
Could attack you. Low fives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Could your cat run around in circles? Could your cat sleep all day on the mantle?
Oh, yeah. Mantle, the window. Yeah.
He'd hop on your lap. He'd hop on your lap when you were reading or watching TV.
No, I didn't really like that.
Did the cat fetch?
Oh, yeah. Loved to fetch. Loved to hunt.
Oh, yeah. Was it a good mouser? Good mouser?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but it tortured him. I felt real bad.
Oh, that's great. Would it play with the body parts and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I love
brutal.
I love a mouse. I love a cat that does that.
Yeah. You love FMU volunteers that do that, don't you, Ken?
Well, it depends.
That play with the body part?
Depends what body part.
Exactly.
But in general, yeah, you're right.
Hey, give us a call. Hey, okay, well, thanks for calling, Zach.
How many points are you going to give the cat?
Whatever you want.
What about cats ain't gonna win. Also from interdimensional intruders.
Right, thanks for calling, Zach.
Yeah, thanks.
Cats ain't going to win. Cats.
This cat fetched. It was a mouser.
You're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing the people listening.
It could
you're
give you a high five. It could give you
201-209-9368.
You know, I used to hate cats too, but I came around.
Yeah.
I love cats now.
You're trying to put me to sleep again. You are unbelievable.
You got me.
Ken's talking about his newfound love for cats.
You got
201-209-9368.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
I just said the phone number.
Yeah, I know, but the lines are empty now.
Why? Because I'm being too critical?
They were full before, and now they're empty. Ted Leonard is in the lead.
Yeah, that's right. Ted Leonard has an 83. All you need is a dead dog that can beat Ted Leonard.
Yeah, like a dead Belgian Malinois. That's what we need. Those are the best dogs. Those are, you know, self-defense dogs.
Are they?
Yeah, they can leap like 40 feet in the air. They can climb the sides of buildings. They're incredible.
And they'll protect the home?
Yes, sir. They'll protect the gasoline that you're hoarding in your garage if you're the kind of person who does that kind of thing.
I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, then you should get a Belgian.
You're describing me to a T.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hey, I do love the show. It's Mike, formerly of El Segundo, now in Altadena.
Oh, hey, Gers.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I just got back from the Rose Bowl swimming, and I'm feeling great. And
there's a pool. Is it an Olympic-sized pool at the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Okay, then. And are you the only current permanent resident in Altadena?
Sometimes it feels like it. North of here, it's Hiroshima.
Yeah, baby. I'm sorry.
Hiroshima, 1945.
Unbelievable.
Did your dog go through the fires with you? The dog you're calling?
Oh yeah. This is a sad story. It was. I'm going to tell you about Tinkerbell.
Your dog is named Tinkerbell.
No. Did Tinkerbell die in the fires?
No, but Tinkerbell had to be put down literally like a couple weeks after the fire.
Oh, no. Double, triple
did
whammy.
Did Tinkerbell suffer damage in the fires?
No, well.
Oh, thank
well, you. Don't know. Damage. Ken, you don't know. Well, the lungs could have been damaged.
It's Tinkerbell and Lucky. Lucky's here right next to me right now, actually. He is Lucky.
That's why he's called Lucky.
Yeah, aptly named.
He's the only one who survived from a litter of 14 dogs, and he's the only one who made it.
Wow.
So, He's very lucky.
Yeah.
So what kind of dog was Tinkerbell, Mike?
Both pit bulls.
Nice.
You know, sweetest dogs to humans and hate every other dog on the planet.
Yeah.
How old was Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell was 15, and she had some bad arthritis going on.
Yeah.
During the evacuation 15 at 3 in the morning, it was pretty challenging to get her out of here.
That was traumatic for
and Lucky. And then when they came back, like, she was just kind of, they're so disoriented. You know, you got to imagine when half all their friends are gone and the neighborhood's been cleared out.
I know, that tree that tree they've been peeing on for 10 years is gone.
It's all charcoal.
Yeah.
And also the air must have been terrible.
The contractors pee. The guys are pulling out the debris or peeing on the trees, and so they're
wait. The contractors. Wait, slow up here. You're saying the contractors that have come to clear out the debris, they're peeing on trees?
Oh yeah, cutting them down.
What's left of the trees?
It's
okay. Pretty, they're just piles of charcoal.
Well, this is kind of a newsflash.
They're
isn't
not.
It, Ken?
They're not living trees anymore.
Well, they're half living.
They're not living after all the contractors peeing on them.
Mike, did Tinkerbell ever save your life?
Emotionally,
Tinkerbell would have taken a machine gun for me and for anybody who was part of the tribe, but. Yeah, I don't know if there was ever a life-saving moment, but
That's
but Tinkerbell was and her boy were like
inseparable
twins.
Just the fact that
it's traumatizing for him. He cries all the time now.
I know, because you can't say to another dog, Tinkerbell is dead. Tinkerbell, you can't explain it to the other dog.
He's got abandonment issues. He thinks mom ran away.
Yeah, all the other dog knows is I've been ghosted. Yeah, exactly.
Poor Lucky.
Yeah, poor Lucky.
Yeah.
So
Tinkerbell made it through the California fires.
Hey, I got one side question about dogs. Did Triumph the Insult Comic Dog die?
No, Triumph is doing fine.
Yeah, it's probably hotter, probably more popular now than ever.
Yeah, Triumph.
Andy doesn't realize this, but Andy and I, we met in 2016 briefly doing the Hulu special, and I only recently realized that.
Yeah, Andy was Triumph's hype man for a while.
No, well, I was on the writing staff for a minute,
Well, I couldn't believe I had some video at the Republican convention. And
I saw a video with you and Triumph and Andy all in the same video.
Yeah.
I
can't believe it.
Well, that was an excuse to go to.
I met Andy Breckman before I knew anything about Andy Breckman.
Imagine how I feel. I am Andy Breckman. You can just imagine. Imagine how excited I am.
How many points for departed Tinkerbell?
Well, look, Tinkerbell went through the fire.
Yeah,
right?
Survived the fire.
Tinkerbell sounds like a great dog, but then Tinkerbell did abandon Lucky.
Well, Tinkerbell died at 15. We had a woman who's a professional that has come to the front yard with a couple of needles.
Yeah.
And she gave her a tranquilizer, and we all laid there in the grass with her and
said
our goodbyes.
Yeah, we went through that. Yeah,
the final injection.
15.
That's a job I would love.
15's an old age for a pit bull.
Yeah, it is.
All right, how many? I'll let you decide. We're going to say goodbye.
Puppy. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Okay, so Mike and Tinkerbell,
I would give Tinkerbell a B++, 89.
89?
Yeah, 89.
So you would put Tinkerbell in the lead.
Yes, I would. Poor 89. Tinkerbell. Poor Tinkerbell.
But poor every dog. Budgie.
Poor Ted, poor Finn, poor Archie. Think about how traumatized Tinkerbell would have been during those L.A. fires. Oh, man, that must have been terrifying.
It was tough for anyone.
Yeah, but especially Tinkerbell. Love pit bulls. Hi,
you're just tuning in. We're trying to guess your pronouns. Wait, what are we doing?
No.
Hello?
We're trying to award the specialist.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we're doing the dog thing. Oh, yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. How are you doing, Ken?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, you sound really excited. You can't believe you got through.
I'm thrilled to be on the air.
Yeah, you can imagine us.
Let me tell you about my dog.
We're thrilled too, right, Ken?
Oh, yeah.
You and me?
I am thrilled.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about your dog.
Well, his name he's dead, Petey, and my wife got him.
He sounds stupid.
When she was in vet school, he was actually in a colony at the University of Pennsylvania of like lab dogs.
Yeah.
And what would happen is if the dog tested out like they didn't have the particular genetic markers, they would adopt them out to vet students. So we got him and had him since he was a little baby or a little puppy.
You mean his? I'm sorry to interrupt. You mean his siblings, the that didn't survive? They went down in some lab. They were testing some medical procedure, some genetic testing.
Yeah, exactly. It was some sort of genetic testing. They had a colony of these.
Petey survived.
Basset hounds and corgis.
A colony.
So he was a cross between basset hound and corgi.
See, so his siblings died to keep
died
us
horribly,
healthy.
Yeah, for whatever
horribly,
they did
horrible him. Death.
Horrible death.
Yeah.
He had a long, painful death of cancer, but, you know, well, short, but...
Paths of Glory. I mean, they were randomly, this Petey somehow survived the Holocaust that was that lab. And this guy and his wife adopted Petey.
Was Petey named after the Little Rascals dog?
No, he was actually named after Petrie, but we didn't like the name Petrie, like Petri dish.
Petri.
Ah, because it came from a lab.
Yeah, lab. Yeah.
And your wife brought him home. Like, and how old was Petey when he passed?
I want to say about 8 or 9.
I want to say about 11 or 12.
No, he died too young. Petey died too young.
Youngish, yeah.
Youngish. Well, it was cancer. He caught a bad break there.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, Ken. For those 8 or 9 years, Petey was a member of the family. Petey was beloved.
My son was only about 2 or 3 when he died. But Petey was very protective of me. He loved people in general, unless you were old, you looked weird, you walked weird.
Yeah.
In which case, he would try and kill you.
Did he ever have accidents inside the house, Petey?
No, not really.
No accidents.
No, I think Ken's asking about your son.
I meant Petey.
Oh, you're talking about Petey.
Yeah.
And he loved people except Ken, except if they were old or disfigured.
Yeah. If you look different, weird.
Yes, you know? I love that.
Dogs can always pick out the weirdo. It's amazing. Yeah.
Yes, I love Petey. That was a little discerning. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was whip smart. He was, you know.
Yes.
He could play. He had like 5 or 6 tricks he could play.
Like what were some of the tricks? What was Petey's best trick?
He's pretty much not playing. But
tell us Petey's best trick.
His best trick, I want to say it was he would catch things. Like he would catch food in the air or a ball in the air, bring it back to you.
Let me tell you 2 things that Petey has in common with Ken Friedman.
Yeah.
They can both catch things in the air, and they both have no tolerance at all for disfigured people.
Yeah.
And
he was insanely protective of me, unlike probably Ken Friedman.
I don't have a problem with disfigured people.
Yeah, he actually...
no, you don't have... You just...
8 months pregnant.
You know why you don't, Ken? Because you avoid them at all costs.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, it's okay. I was just on a little roll about with a little... Doing a little shtick with my partner. Hey, so Petey, I think, sounds great.
So how many points are you going
to
give Petey?
If people got too close to me, like her when she was pregnant.
No, I don't want to hear the story. Yeah, those are boring stories. We're bored. We're bored already. But those are great stories.
No, that's
okay.
All right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right. So what was the highest score so far?
89.
I'm giving Petey a 91.
Petey wins!
He really had no tolerance for disfigured people.
Well, what's your problem with disfigured people?
Ken, we've all seen the big sign at every record fair. To try to keep them out legally, as the lawyers have told you.
No.
You have no leg to stand on.
It's got nothing to do with disfigured people.
Ken, you lost the lawsuit. You have to let them in.
Well, Petey's owner.
Yes, sir.
Hello. You won.
Wait, you did? This is the end?
You won the show.
Oh, you won $45. But we need a picture of Petey.
We need a picture of Petey as large as high resolution that you can send it to us, because we're going to blow it up to 8 feet square.
And if we can have a picture of Petey recoiling in horror, and then we'll kind of Photoshop a disfigured man next to him.
Disfigured in what way?
You leave that up to me, Ken.
He's still on paper. He's still... I'll have to scan some photos. He's been gone a while.
Okay, so email me at ken@wfmu.org.
And we have a plaque up in the lobby for Petey.
Yeah, we can send you money by Venmo or PayPal.
Plaque will be enough, Ken. Maybe that plaque with that photo will be enough to keep them out.
Who?
The disfigured people, Ken.
There's no policy against disfigured people. You're making that up. You're the one who has a problem with disfigured people.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Thank you, Petey.
You know what I was doing, Ken? I was projecting.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Would you rather have me projecting for an hour or napping in the corner for an hour?
That's a good question.
I can see the argument for both.
So you coming by tomorrow night to Monty Hall to watch music videos?
Oh, I didn't know they were music videos.
Yeah, music videos.
I didn't know that. It
should be fun.
How many do you think you'll be showing?
Oh, about 20? 25?
You should have like a bowl of, you should have a bowl of glass, of chipped glass in the lobby.
Oh, why?
So then people can have a choice. You give people a choice. You can either watch these videos or chew on this glass.
Oh, you can bring your own glass.
Yeah.
As long as you come. That's all I care about. This is WFMU East Orange.
And this is same thing.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Me too. I was going to say the same thing.
And Rock,
FMU Mount Hope, yeah.
Rockland County.
Yeah, I was going to, hold on. Rockland County.
New York City.
New York City, 91.
At 91.
91.1. Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
No, 91.9.
Yeah, 91.9.
91.9.
Yeah, 0.9 FM, yeah.
And then
Rockland County, did you say that?
Yep.
Yeah. And then online, did you say that part yet?
I was just about
online
to.
At WFMU.
Yeah.
.net.
No.
.org.
There you go.
Okay.
WFMU.org.
It takes a village. It takes a village to give a legal ID.
Thank you, President Pam.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Pam. And thanks, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Hey, this show went swimmingly. This couldn't have gone better.
No, it couldn't have. Well, it could have gone a little better.
I stayed awake the whole time. That's a plus.
Tinkerbell could have won. I was rooting for Tinkerbell.
I was rooting for Petey.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You know me.